You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. I had a comment today from a listener asking for more C2 materials. The listener suggested that we teachers assume that C2 learners are so advanced that they can just use authentic texts, that is, texts that are written for native speakers. However, when I look at the C2 vocabulary lists on the Cambridge Vocabulary Profile, I can see that there are lots of words, lots of items that could stop you from understanding and that might be difficult to really get the meaning of from a dictionary. I'm not sure I can do much better when I present language, but I have a feeling that you can get a sense about the register or formality of a word by the way it's said. So, now that I've said that, I'm going to take a story from the Guardian News website and look at some of the C2 vocabulary. This will be useful for lower level learners as well, but it will be C2, so don't get stressed if you find this one hard to follow. The story I want to look at is an opinion piece by Owen Jones, and it's about the COVID vaccine that was in the news last week. I'm not going to get very far into the article, as the language is pretty tough, but I'll do my best to explain the language from the first few paragraphs. The headline is, "The COVID vaccine will benefit humanity. We should all own the patent." The patent is like the copyright on an idea or a process. If you invent something completely new, you can apply for a patent on your invention, and then other people are not supposed to be able to just copy your invention. If you're successful and are granted a patent on an invention, then you hold the patent. Abraham Lincoln is the only US president to hold a patent, something to do with boats. In the headline, it says we should all own the patent. You can own a patent, but hold a patent is 3 times as popular on Google. The subtitle for the article is, "The pharmaceutical industry has long made exorbitant profits by free riding on research carried out by the public sector." Okay, there are 3 items to look at here. The first is exorbitant profits. This is quite a strong collocation. You often see exorbitant profits, or even more common, exorbitant prices. This most simply means profits or prices that are way too high. The word stems from the Latin orbiter, which means track, and we use it today to talk about the path that satellites take around the Earth, or that the planets take around the sun. I was disappointed that the word doesn't mean out of orbit, profits or prices that are so high they're out of this world's orbit. The meaning comes from being off track, so profits and prices are exorbitant if they're beyond the reasonable scale, beyond what could be considered normal. The next phrase is free riding. A free rider is a person or company that gets the public or the government to pay for things for them. I read one definition that said that a free rider wants others to pay for a public good but plans to use the good themselves. Sometimes people who live on social security and government payments are called free riders, if it's felt that they're not working by choice. It's not a positive term, it's a bit cynical. Free riders are not receiving money from the government because they need or deserve it. It implies that taking the money is not honourable. In this subtitle, companies are accused of taking money from the government to pay for research and then making lots of money in profits. The last phrase is public sector. This is used to contrast the private sector. Public sector economic activity is money spent on state-owned operations. In the UK, this includes the police, the health service, lots of education. The private sector is all the privately owned companies. So, when I was a kid, the rail service in the UK was publicly owned. It was public sector. But then it was privatised, which means private companies were allowed to bid to provide the services. Let me read that subtitle again. The pharmaceutical industry has long made exorbitant profits by free riding on research carried out by the public sector. Okay, now we can actually start the article. In the first paragraph, the writer celebrates the news of a vaccine against COVID that offers 90% protection against the disease. The writer says this offers a life raft for lockdown-weary humanity. Weary is a great word. It means really tired because you've been working or doing something for too long. I like it because it sounds a bit like a groan, a sort of noise you might make if you're feeling weary. In the article, it's been made into a compound adjective, lockdown weary. You might also read Brexit weary or election weary or even Trump weary. In the next paragraph, there are four items to look at. It reads, the hope of a successful vaccine to liberate us from protracted economic misery should be embraced. But we should be sparing with the bunting for the pharmaceutical industry.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Protracted means long and drawn out. It's probably most commonly used to talk about legal battles, battles that take ages to sort out in the courts. You might hear someone complaining about a protracted divorce, or perhaps protracted business negotiations before a deal can be made. We should be sparing with the bunting. If you're sparing with something, then you use it very carefully. You only use as small an amount as possible. I think it's most commonly used on medical creams. On ointments, it often says, use sparingly. That means don't smear it on like butter, just use a little bit. The last word, bunting, means those little rows of flags that get strung up around buildings and across the street during celebrations. I think that it's a bit old-fashioned now, as you don't often see it in the UK strung across the road for street parties. You do see it in shops. Advertising bunting is still quite popular, but that's not the meaning from the article. To be sparing with the bunting means to not celebrate too much. The fourth word in this paragraph comes in the next section. It says, if you want a particularly egregious case study of socialism for the rich, or of private businesses dependent on public sector research and innovation to make colossal profits, look no further than Big Pharma. An egregious case study. Egregious is like a mixture of really bad and obvious. It means out of the ordinary and bad. It's usually used to talk about crimes. An egregious crime is one that shocks the average person. I think that originally it just meant remarkable or out of the ordinary, but now it's always remarkably bad. Let's move on to the next paragraph. In this paragraph, the CEO of a large pharmaceutical company dismissed the idea that his or her company should not profit from the COVID crisis as radical. Radical in this sense is a political adjective meaning extreme or calling for a big change. Some people think that if an idea is radical, that's enough reason to dismiss the idea. The writer suggests that many will overlook such profiteering amidst the wave of gratitude. To overlook means to not notice or ignore something. Often this is used to talk about candidates for jobs who are rejected, perhaps for trivial reasons. They might feel they were overlooked because they weren't demanding enough. Profiteering means taking advantage of a situation where people are in need to make a profit. It's usually used to talk about businesses that put their prices up because of a disaster. If a company provides food or water or medicine and there's suddenly a desperate need, then the company is in a powerful position to make money. However, this raw face of capitalism is considered too ugly for most people, and we call people who make money this way profiteers. Many will overlook such profiteering amidst the wave of gratitude. Amidst is an interesting word. It means in the middle of. You sometimes read in the midst. I think most commonly in the midst of battle, which is used to talk about what happens during a battle in a war. Amidst doesn't have the same military connotation, or at least not as much. It's very similar to the word amid, which means surrounded by. I think you might walk amidst the trees in the forest, but not amid the trees. Perhaps you might hide amid the trees and bushes. The meanings are very similar, though. In the last paragraph I'm going to look at, the writer says that the pharmaceutical company has claimed to have never taken money from the US government, but that this claim does not stand up to scrutiny. Scrutiny means careful examination. To scrutinise something means to look at it really closely. A great detective like Sherlock Holmes might scrutinise the crime scene. The phrase, does not stand up to scrutiny, is a strong collocation. It's often used to talk about arguments or political claims. The government's education proposal doesn't stand up to scrutiny. So it might look okay at a glance, but if you look really closely, it's no good. The last line of this paragraph is, Big Pharma is reliant on public sector munificence. If you're reliant on something, you need it to continue, really, to survive. If you take away the public sector payments, then Big Pharma will not be able to continue. The pharmaceutical companies will not be able to work properly. Munificence is the last word I'm looking at today, and it means generosity with money. It's really quite formal and not very common. You can also use the adjective munificent to mean very generous. So a charity might thank their benefactor for a munificent donation. So that's only the first few paragraphs, and there's a lot of language to think about. I'll put a link to the article on the page for this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Do take a look and see if you can understand the first four paragraphs now. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If there are any songs you'd like me to talk about or anything else you'd like to hear, I'd be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.